Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour. This is Brian Albrecht, your host and president of Mission Go.
This is the Christmas season, and Christmas is coming. And today I want to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 31, which says, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." His name was called Jesus because the name means Savior. He is our Redeemer. Yes, he came as a babe in a manger. Yes, he grew up and was able to experience everything in life that we would normally experience. But his goal was to go to the cross and bore our sins in his own body. As he hung between heaven and earth, all the anger and wrath that God has for our sins was put on Jesus. He took our place. He bore our sins in his own body as he hung on the tree. And because of that, we can have relationship with Christ, because we can ask him to come into our life. He will redeem us. He will forgive us our sins. He will give us new life, and he will walk with us, and he will bless us and use us as we allow him to. So I pray that some of these texts will be a great blessing throughout this holiday week.
sang a heavenly song.
Fear thou not, we bring God's peace to everyone.
Shepherds on a lonely hill gladly heard the angel throng. To guide the way.
Come and see the wondrous thing which God hath done. Gloria, Gloria.
Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour and for your prayer and financial support. This is the month of December when lots of Christians give extra donations to help different ministries. I pray that you would consider Canada's National Bible Hour as we have a tremendous need. So I do ask that you would continue to pray. This month we're going to give you a wonderful book by Lee Strobel, who's a converted newspaper man and now a wonderful pastor and Christian author. He's written a book called The Case for Christmas, and he investigates the identity of the child in the manger. He investigates the eyewitness evidence of Jesus when he was on earth. He looks at the scientific evidence and also the profile evidence. Did Jesus fulfill the attributes of God? And also the fingerprint evidence. Did Jesus uniquely match the identity of the Messiah? All these things are covered in The Case for Christmas. I know you want to get your copy of this wonderful book. You can write Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R7A7, or in the United States at Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231. Today's message is taken from the Honorable Ernest C. Manning and is entitled Christ's Biography. I'm sure the Lord will bless this message. Printed copies are available upon request.
The fact that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem almost 2,000 years ago cannot be denied. His impact is indelibly stamped on the pages of history. For centuries, all time has been measured from the year of his birth, B.C., before Christ, or A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. The question is, what was so special about his birth? If we could ask his mother Mary, she would tell us an amazing story. While engaged to be married to her husband Joseph, she had been visited by the angel Gabriel, who told her the Holy Ghost would come upon her, and she would conceive and bear a son whose name she should call Jesus, meaning Savior. Born of the Holy Ghost, he would be in very truth the Son of God. Joseph had rejected her incredible story until the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." They then married and lived at Nazareth, from where, in obedience to a decree of Caesar Augustus, they journeyed to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. And while there, unable to find accommodation in the inn, she'd given birth to the Christ child in a manger in a lowly cattle shed. At his birth, the night sky had been illuminated by the Shekinah glory of God. Shepherds on the Judean hills had seen that light and heard a heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And the shepherds had come to Bethlehem and seen the child and worshipped him. Mary's account of what had happened is confirmed by other revelations. The miraculous birth of the Christ child was foretold by holy men of God long before it occurred. 7 centuries before, the prophet Isaiah had written, The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, that is, God with us. At about the same time the prophet Micah had written, Thou Bethlehem, Ephratah, out of thee shall he come forth that is to be ruler in Israel. After the Christ child grew to manhood, the fact that he was in very truth Almighty God incarnate in human flesh was repeatedly affirmed by men of God who spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Apostle John began his gospel record with these words, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, says, Without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And again in his letter to the Galatians he says, When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. Made of a woman. No man was involved in the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus Christ, whereby the pre-existent, eternal Word took on himself a human form. Having no human father, he inherited none of the sinful nature which man acquired when our first parents disobeyed God in Eden. Christ was perfect God and perfect man in a human body. That he was God as well as man was repeatedly demonstrated. He performed miracles that only God can perform. He made the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. He commanded the winds and the waves and they obeyed him. He raised the dead to life. Finally, his deity was manifest and proven by his own resurrection from the dead, after his body had been in the grave for 3 days. The important thing for us to know and understand is the purpose of Christ's incarnation. Paul says in his letter to the Hebrews that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, that is, he took on a human form, for the suffering of death. The pre-existent Christ we spoke about last week came into this world as a human being for the express purpose of dying as a substitute sin-bearer in the place of guilty men. All men and women are sinful, and the wages or penalty of sin is death, not just physical death, but what the Bible calls the second death, eternal separation from God in a hell of suffering and remorse. Because of God's absolute holiness and justice, He cannot condone our sin or waive the just penalty divine justice must impose. The only way he could spare us that penalty was to bear it himself. And that's precisely what God did in his infinite love for mankind. To that end, he came into this world as a man in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Because Christ was God incarnate, they called him Emmanuel, which means God with us. He made clear that he'd come to seek and save that which was lost and to give his life a ransom for many. And after telling people how much God loves them and longs to save them from the consequences of their sins, he allowed men to nail him on the cross where the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. There he was wounded for our transgressions. There he was bruised for our iniquities. There the chastisement of our peace fell on him. There he died for our sins in our place, the just for the unjust, that we might be forgiven and reconciled to God and given the priceless gift of eternal life. For nearly 2,000 years, that good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, has gone forth throughout the length and breadth of this earth. Millions have heard and believed and received Jesus Christ as their Savior and known the joy of sins forgiven and have found a whole new life in him. Someday, perhaps soon, he's coming back to remove from this earth all who've availed themselves of the eternal salvation he purchased for us on the cross. A Are you among those who have believed and responded to what he has done on your behalf? If not, what better time to acknowledge your need of him and his salvation than this day when we commemorate his miraculous virgin birth in the manger in Bethlehem so long ago?
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill
more. Call on your knees.
I'm sure the Lord blessed you as we heard from God's Word. Don't forget to ask for your copy of The Case for Christmas by Lee Strobel. I know you'll enjoy that booklet. You can get it by writing Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R7A7, or in the United States at Box 2010 at Buffalo, New York, 14231. You can also contact our mission or Canada's National Bible Hour through our website at www.missiongo.org. That's www.missiongo.org. May the Lord bless you through this holiday season and may be drawn close to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.